So the Island Institute, you might be familiar with. We're located right down the street in Rockland, a 26-year-old nonprofit organization. We seek to help sustain the island and coastal communities here in Maine. The negative impacts. So one of the things Richard, two of the things Richard talked about, the visual impact. And that is something that I know we hear in Maine, sort of what these things look like and how they impact our view. And it's interesting that what we've seen on the Fox Islands is that we really haven't heard much in the way of complaints about the visual impact. I don't know if it helps that this project's in the middle of the island. Most people are facing the ocean. For them to see them, they have to look out their backyard, not their front yard. But we haven't really heard that part of it. As I'm sure many of you, you know, undoubtedly are aware of the sound concerns that have been raised by some of our neighbors on Vinyl Haven that live close and, you know, various distances away from the turbines. It's a very interesting situation. It's unfortunate that those neighbors are having negative experiences. There are a number of neighbors who are living at various distances who are not having negative experiences. And so learning about sort of the individualized impacts of sound from wind turbines and trying to understand the technical aspects of this issue have been very interesting and challenging, but I think one of the things that the community, some people in the community feel pride in, is that the solution to this sound issue will be a community solution. The electric co-op is actively asking its members and the neighbors that are having issues about how this issue can be dealt with. We are looking to national renowned experts from the National Renewable Energy Lab that visited the site with us for 2 days earlier this week. We are doing a number of studies, gathering tons of data on the sound issues out there, and doing different modeling in terms of targeted curtailment. And, you know, I think we're learning a lot, and I think that we hope to be able to share this information with other communities looking at wind power going forward.